Migrating wildlife can struggle with the extensive fencing throughout the West. A new study is filling in the gaps on where these fences are in southwest Montana. Simon Bizard with the National Wildlife Federation is the lead author of the study. He says the variety of wildlife in this region of Montana is extensive, from large mammals such as pronghorn, mule deer, and grizzly bears, to ground nesting birds such as sage grouse.
This host of species that migrate between public lands and private lands and across elevation changes and across state borders, we don't know how fences are impacting those movements. And that's why it's important to create this data.
Fences are designed to contain livestock movement on working lands, but can entangle other species moving through the region. Bizard notes more wildlife-friendly fencing designs can help migrating animals better navigate these lands. He says hard-to-navigate fencing is an issue not just on private lands, but public lands as well. The preference is for fencing to be no higher than 40 inches and for bottom wires to be at least 18 inches off the ground.
To allow for sensitive species like pronghorn to go under, but also for juveniles of other species. So juvenile elk, juvenile moose, black bears, a lot of these large-bodied mammals still prefer to go under fences than to go over them.
Bizard's study found only 3% of sampled fences in Beaverhead and Madison counties had bottom wires that were 18 inches or higher, and only 6% had top wires of 40 inches or less. He says financing is available for landowners to convert existing fencing into wildlife-friendly fencing, especially if a lot of big game species move across their lands. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.